group when I was doing The Daily Show. Rick was a part of that show as an entertainer, and you also cooked up some delicious cuisine because you're a super chef as well. We caught up with Rick here at the hotel. Now, you've been playing during the summer month out at Julep Point and people dancing to your music. Now you're in the lounge, a Birdcage, which is newly decorated. Rick, you see both locals and tourists in this Wise. How do you find they like their music in an atmosphere such as Grand Hotel?
Well, it's really no different than anywhere, I guess, because one group might be from Chicago, one group might be from New Orleans, or
yes.
So anything can happen at any time, you know. And we're getting a lot of younger people also. We aren't losing the seniors, more or less, but we're getting a lot of mixed crowds. So
good.
You kind of got to be able to do something that's fairly current, but still be able to do the good old standards out of the 40s. And we do a lot of that.
Keeps you on your toes, keeping current,
oh, yeah.
Doesn't it, with all the changes in the music business?
Yeah, I do the best I can, but we don't always hit
the best. You know, I think so. I'm one of your fans, that's for sure. You came to this area from Detroit. How long ago?
That was about 10 years ago.
And you were very much into the music industry there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I raised my family playing music in lounges and places.
You felt this area was better to raise a family in than Detroit?
Well, Detroit's such a fast pace like any large city, you know. And so you get to a stage where you go through stages in your life, and this was such a peaceful... laid-back lifestyle, and it's kind of nice.
Okay, Rick, would you play something for us?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, here's Rick Gambino in his natural habitat, entertaining for you at the piano at Grand Hotel.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable.
That's our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks so much for joining us. And our thanks go to Marriott's Grand Hotel for the use of the facilities, and to Rick Gambino for entertaining us, and to you, Leslie, and you, Yvonne, for acquainting us with what's going on with the APL and the Fine Arts Museum.